right. Next up, we've got Micah Summersmith with The Rain on the Rooftop.
I hear the rain on the rooftop. I hear the wind in the trees. I hear your heart going tick-tock, tick-tock, as you lie here with me. God set the rain on the rooftop. God set the wind.
And this is a very nice G&P recording. I like how the right hand plays the vocal melody with like sweet little embellishments on the intro and between the second and third verses. It's got a kind of an old-timey feeling that I think works really well in the context of a lullaby. The vocal melody here is pretty memorable, and after the song is over, I can hum it. So that's pretty good. When you have a recognizable melody, that's a good thing. You could have told me that this was a traditional melody from an old song, and I probably would have believed you. I also like how the verses shift a bit, but keep much of their structure and rhyme. And it's a good reminder that you don't need to necessarily write a ton of lyrics, and that subtle alterations which change the meaning are often enough to keep interest. Yeah, so I like this song quite a bit.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was very, very nice. At the end of listening to it the first time around, I checked and I checked the length, and I was amazed to see that it was over 2 minutes long, because it seems to just fly by. It seemed, I thought it was way too short, and thinking that is a good sign, of course, but just noticing that it was over 2 minutes was a big surprise to me. I thought it sounded a little churchy to me due to the solo piano and my associations with that sound, more than due to like any of the lyrics or anything like that. And churchy is not bad in this context, definitely not. The song is lovely and it's simple in the best way. And it's really cool how just changing one or two words can convey so much from verse to verse. Yeah, just lovely. I liked it a lot.
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear that some of the things that I was consciously thinking about as I was writing it ended up coming through and ended up being effective. So I think I came up with this melody, while I was lying in bed, and I recorded it as like a voice note. And now I sing it to my children, except my four-year-old recently was like, "You always sing that. Sing something different." So I'm, but I am using it as an actual lullaby, and that is kind of just what I was setting out to do. And I think simplicity with lullabies like this. If you think of like "Hush, Little Baby, Don't Say a Word, Mama's Gonna Buy You a Mockingbird," every verse is exactly the same, except it just swaps. It just goes through the cycle. And there's a few other songs that I sing as lullabies where from verse to verse, it's very simple. The words are very similar. And I think in this specific kind of setting, fewer words and less bells and whistles is more effective. And if it sounds churchy, that is because I am a church musician, and this is exactly how I play in church. So
I noticed, though, like, you're trying to keep the melody simple, but you couldn't resist embellishing when you're playing it on the piano.
Yeah, because you don't have the words, and you don't have the vocal inflection, and you need just a little, something. Different instruments or a voice to an instrument require different styles of playing to make the melody the most compelling that it can be on that particular instrument. So, I'm not a violin player, but if I was playing it on the violin, I probably would have done some different kinds of embellishments or alterations to it, or whatever instrument you might think of.
Pretty cool.